Stay tuned for Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Michael Brown reporting. Buses heading to evacuate two Syrian rebel-held towns were attacked and burned Sunday as part of a deal to resume the evacuation of eastern Aleppo. Forces fighting for the government of President Bashar al-Assad are demanding people be allowed to leave the villages in exchange for allowing rebels and civilians to leave eastern Aleppo. So far, there is no confirmation yet Sunday that either evacuation has started. The UN Security Council is expected to vote Sunday on whether to send monitors to the war-ravaged Syrian city to oversee the evacuations and to help provide protection for civilians who remain. Thousands of protesters have gathered in downtown London in solidarity with those trapped in Aleppo. The co-founder of the Syrian Solidarity Campaign said the protest was to show their support for the people of the besieged city.
To the people in Syria and in Aleppo, we said to them, we are in solidarity with you. We hear your voices, we feel your pain, and we will never hesitate to support you in any way that we can.
A rally was also held outside the Prime Minister's office in London, where those gathered heard speeches and prayers from a Syrian imam. A month from his inauguration, U.S. President-elect Donald Trump says the United States has tremendous hope, promise, and potential, rejecting the notion offered by First Lady Michelle Obama that his election has left the politically divided country feeling hopeless. Trump shrugged off the comment and told supporters at a rally in Alabama Saturday that the First Lady must have been talking about the past. On the last stop of his thank you tour, Trump also repeated many of the same promises that led to his election, including the rebuilding of the American infrastructure. This is VOA News.